Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg can expect a high on this Friday of 26 in Emalahleni, and in Bombela, the mercury will shoot up to 27.
Tabiso Kambula for your time, civil traffic. We're going to start off in an accident in Soweto. Clips Red Valley Road North is where it is at Kumalo Street. Slow moving traffic in Pretoria. Solomon Matlango Drive West, that's towards the N4 Highway. Also slow on the M1 North, that is towards Empire Road.
In your sport, Prasa has announced a special train service for fans heading to Bafana's match against Uganda at Orlando Stadium tonight. And the All Blacks make 5 changes to their starting lineup for tomorrow's test against the Boks.
We start in Mpumalanga.
This tragic incident centers around a certain farm in the Soma Pepper area near Laya Strip, situated just outside Middelburg. This heinous incident at the farm stems from accusation that the victims were allegedly involved in livestock theft.
The burnt bodies of the two victims were yesterday found under the bridge on the R575 near Middelburg. It's close to where the vehicle, suspected to be that of one of the victims, was found torched last week. Mpumalanga police spokesperson Donald Mdluli says this is 2 weeks after the victims went missing. Two suspects have already been charged with the abduction, and a charge of murder could possibly now also be added to the charge sheet. On the East Rand, authorities believe they've cracked a syndicate that produced fake documents.
Such a police clearance certificate, driver's license, matric certificate, firearm competency certificate, payslip, face value documentation and a medical certificate.
Ekurhuleni Metro Police say the fake documents were discovered in a shop on the corners of Voortrekker and Pretoria Road in Kempton Park. The group of suspects consists of a South African, 2 Malawian nationals and 2 from Nigeria. Another warning for parents to make sure they know what their children do on social media. This time it comes from the Northern Cape Department of Education, where 4 white pupils from Hoërskool Danefeld in Upington were suspended after they were seen on video using a derogatory word in referring to popular black TikToker known as Uncle Sino. The pupils aged between 17 and 18 were caught making the racist remarks during a live TikTok chat. More about this story at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. In international news, the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of killing 4 people at his high school in the U.S. state of Georgia has now also been arrested. Colt Gray was yesterday charged with the murders of the 2 students and 2 teachers who were shot with an assault-style rifle. Hours later, his father, Colin Gray, was also arrested. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey says the 54-year-old father faces 4 charges of involuntary manslaughter, 2 counts of second-degree murder, and 8 of cruelty to children.
These charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son, Colt, to possess a weapon.
And who would have thought? Raised in South Africa, and now he could become the person to show the US government how to be more sufficient. That's tech billionaire Elon Musk. He could become the head of a US government efficiency commission to help save trillions of dollars in wasteful spending. That's if Donald Trump wins the elections in November. Trump yesterday unveiled his plan in New York, saying Musk is his pick to fight fraud in the American government. I'm Gerda de Souza in your Wifnies. The uitgebrande lichame van 2 mense is onder 'n brug na by Middelburg gekry.
Jacaranda FM in the sunshine, playing more you love like this.
It's fine, it's cool, you can say the word.